Network, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date, it is the 31st day of January 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news being passed off as real news. News that here at RBN, we would label it the fake news. Visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. Go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. My email is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. A chat room has been established by one of our loyal listeners in Wisconsin. I haven't heard from her in ages. Mer, thank you. Offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. As I started off last week, I said, if you call into this program, by the way, here's our numbers. If you have the minutes, 512-248-8252. If you don't, we'll pay for the call. Stateside, of course. 800-313-9443. Started off last week saying if you call into this show that I would appreciate you not referring to Biden as El Presidente. You can call him anything you want. No foul. We're a family program, I guess. You can think it. Just don't say it here on the air. I've got my terms for him. You know, IPEB, illegitimate president-elect Biden. I heard a new one this week, and I think I'm going to stick with this one here. I like it. It's called Occupant. Just Occupant. The guy who occupies the White House. It's Occupant. It's very generic. It has no authority. You know, you get that junk mail sent to your house. And you know, it means really nothing. It says Occupant. Anybody. It could be anybody here in this house. Occupant. So I like to use the term. We'll use the label. We'll label Joe Biden as Occupant. And Harris, I don't know. You can just, whatever applies to this evil woman, I don't care. You can call her the witch. Yeah, witch is good. Witch is good. I don't care. Well, people, have you thought about this for a second here? Think about this. This next, what I'm about ready to say here. We live with fraud each and every day. I don't know if you even recognize it. I do. We live with fraud each and every day. Well, let's break it down a little bit. What we see and what we accept, because I don't hear too many people complaining about the fraud. Yeah, they complained a little bit about this one here, and we got ripped off. Yeah, you got ripped off. You got screwed over. Trump really did win the election, and Biden took it away because he had all the stops. He had all the crooked people in line in place to make sure that the evidence would never be looked at. We had affidavits. We had witnesses. We had video. We had everything. We had Dominion. We had the voting machines. We've broken down and showed how it worked. We had all this amazing, amazing, overwhelming evidence of voter fraud, election fraud, and not a damn thing happened. The corruption in place was so vast, so massive. I don't know ballpark. I don't know how you could have overdone this one, how you could have broken the ice on this one, how you could have opened the eyes. How could you actually make those people in the legislative, not the legislative so much, but the judicial, the courts, look at the evidence? How do you force people to look at the evidence? You walk into the police station, you've just massacred a whole bunch of people, and you say, you know what, I'm the guy who did it. You're looking for me. I'm the guy who did it. And they said, no, we already got somebody. I don't care. Go home. We're not taking any testimony today. We're not taking any confessions. We got our man, or we just don't want to know. Just go away. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. I will never at this point ever participate in the fraudulent system of voting. The only democratic principle we had left in this republic that is seriously flawed. We knew it was. They had some corruption. We knew it had some voter fraud, election fraud. We knew dead people, Democrats rise from the grave and they vote Democrat. And not sure why Republicans don't vote when they die, but they don't. But Democrats are very loyal to the party. So when they die, they don't really die. They just come around every 4 years for election time and then rise up to vote and then die again until another 4 years and come back and vote again. That's kind of how it works. Just Republicans are just not that committed to the voting process here, I guess. But we live with fraud each and every day. Watch TV. I hate it, but I watch once in a while. And you see the commercials on TV for the big hamburger. You're watching one of the hamburger chains there, whether it's Wendy's or it's Burger King or McDonald's, and they show you this massive, massive hamburger. And you look at it and you say, geez, that's pretty damn big. That's huge. I think I want one of those. So you go to the restaurant, you pick up one, and you look at it after you get the wrapper off, and you look at it and you go and say, that doesn't look like what I saw on TV. Looks nothing like what I saw on TV. That's false advertising. It's in everything. It's in sports. If there's Vegas odds on it, it's fixed and there's fraud built in. I first realized there was fraud in sports with the sport of boxing. I knew Vegas, of course, this is organized crime. They don't call them mafia anymore. I don't think they call them. I think they only call it the syndicate. I think they call it the organization now. I think they've moved up to some different terms for mafia. They don't call them mafia anymore. They've got other terms, more sophisticated terms. But if there's odds, there's Vegas odds on it, you can bet there's some corruption built in. It's fixed. It's rigged. Somebody's going to take a dive. And it's based on the odds. It's based on the odds. If you look at the odds, you can see that somebody's probably going to take a dive and where the money is going, and somebody's going to cash in big. It appears that fraud is built into almost everything we see. Everything. Tennis, track and field. TV, storage wars. You know, you ever watch this show where people buy storage units? Somebody finally spilled the beans on that, and they actually they put valuable items in a storage unit, and they stage the whole thing. And then somebody comes up, wow, look at this. He just got a whole bunch of cool stuff, rare coins. I'll tell you the truth. People at storage units, they pull out the good stuff before they stop paying their bills. And once you get, if you buy the storage unit, it's a bunch of crap. Bunch of stuff they didn't want. They're pulling out the rare stuff. They're pulling out the stuff that's worth a lot of. They know what's in that storage unit. You have to be a flipping moron to put a whole bunch of valuable stuffs in there and say, you know what, I'm going to skip on paying my monthly fee on this storage unit for a couple months. After 3 months, I think they take it away. They cut the lock off. They take it out. And they go through and take all the good stuff out. And they're able to do so. Kind of like this computer guy that got the Hunter Biden laptop. He left the laptop a certain number of months. It's now property of ours. We worked on it. It's now ours, and we can go through it and do whatever we want. That's how it works. So tennis, track and field. Now, the Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy. I want to talk about that one a little bit. The telethon that's on every Labor Day. And starting in 1950, the MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, was formed in 1950. The first telethon was actually in 1966. The last telethon, I did not know this, the last telethon was 2014. It's over. They don't do this anymore. So you're looking at a history of 58 years. So let's do a little math here. on an average, let's say ballpark it. I saw years they did 70 million, 55 million, 60 million. So let's just round it. Let's just take a ballpark figure of, let's say $50 million per year times 58 years. You're looking at $2.9 billion. And there's no cure for muscular dystrophy. I think that's why Jerry Lewis bailed. I think at some point in time, he realized this is a scam and a half. All this money we're generating, we're no closer to finding a cure for muscular dystrophy. He loves his kids. I respect that. But I think at some point in time, I think he realized he's a front man for a major scam operation of generating a lot of money. $2.9 billion. That was as of 2014. On an average, let's just say $50 million a year. So you're no closer to a cure. And you have to ask yourself, where's the oversight? Who does the accounting on this? Do the people get an accounting and somewhere along the way just saying, so much money went to this organization here or this laboratory and they're working on it? Where does the money go? After you donate the money, where does it go? Nobody knows. There's no oversight. It's like that drunk on the corner. I've done this one time. I won't do it again. I had an argument with a nurse on the unit one time. She likes to give money to the homeless that sit on the side of the road there in Panhandle. And I said, you're not doing this guy any favors. You're just keeping him in this lifestyle. She believed otherwise. Well, she was a major, major liberal. I'm not. And I said, if it made a difference, you know, he would be off that street corner after a while, but this is a business for some of these people. This is what they do. I think I did it one time. I gave a dollar in the parking lot. And then I happened to bump into the guy I gave the money to coming out of a liquor store with a bottle, brown bag. And I stopped him. I said, so I give you money to help you out. Wasn't much, but that's what you did with the money. You didn't get something to eat. You spent it on booze. And so at that point, I don't do that anymore. I feel that, you know, these charities you give money to, there's no accounting, no accountability. There's nobody telling me where the money goes. And everything seems to be fraudulent. There's so much fraud in our everyday living, and nobody seems to care too much about it. Nobody seems to say much about it. This election, yeah, we heard about it. We heard from 73.6 million people. Evidently, Newsweek actually admitted that Trump got 73.6 million votes, 6 million more votes than anybody president ever in history. Of course, still loses the election because of the built-in fraud. So, you know, we live in a world of fraud, and people just don't seem to really, they don't grasp it, they don't recognize it, or they don't care. It's everywhere. Everywhere we look, we see the corruption. Everything. I was watching the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night. Love dogs. By the way, this one goes out to Keith Rogers. The biggest Great Dane in the world died the other day. I think his name was Fred. Big, giant dog. Huge, massive. Died. Of course, Larry King died. They're saying now COVID. The thing is, his healthcare worker gave it to him. I guess he'll be suing the healthcare worker. Poor little schlob there is going to lose all his pay and income and maybe even go to jail. Who knows? Hank Aaron's gone. Cloris Leachman died also. Did she die of COVID? I don't know. She died in the period of COVID, so they may just throw that one on there. Cicely Tyson just died, so they'll probably throw that on there. But amazing. All this fraud all around us. The Westminster Kennel Club. I'm watching the dog show, and I think, you know, this is subjective. Somebody decides, you know, I like that dog. I like that dog more than this dog. I don't know why. I like this breed of dog. So I'm keen to voting for this kind of dog. I mean, I think the only legitimate contest you could ever do is when there's a finish line. It's pretty hard to cheat the finish line. You cross the finish line, you win. Unless somebody just throws the race and gets paid off and said, I'll come in second, you come in first. I don't know. That's possible too. We got fixed baseball. We got fixed football. Of course, we got the baseball scandal with the White Sox going way, way back. But there's, so there's, wherever there's odds, there's somebody betting in Vegas on something, there's corruption built in already. We live in a world of fraud. So we don't, we shouldn't be all too surprised that this election, I think what we all knew the election, we know the fraud's there. It's just that overwhelmingly smack you in the face, both sides of fraud that we witnessed. And then we saw the people that we relied on, that we trusted in the courts, the judicial system, that turned away. The deep state, small courts, deep state, Supreme Court, deep state. Rudy Giuliani. Becky Akers had an article on Lou Rockwell the other day. I think she might be onto something here. Saying Giuliani is deep state. He is not Trump's friend. He is Judas in disguise here. I think she was absolutely correct. And I also wonder now about Sidney Powell. Release that Kraken! We're going to release the Kraken! What happened there? What happened to the Kraken? Anybody hear about it? Anybody see the Kraken? How about the Q fools? People who banked on and still hanging on to Q. People wake up. That was a psychological operation. It's over. Q's got a like a junkie. You know, got you addicted to Q. Got you addicted to Q. Now they're going to taper off a little bit here. Taper off and cool you down a little bit. A little less Q, a little less Q. Jeez. So we live in a world of fraud. Everywhere we look, fraud, fraud, fraud. Fraud in the workplace. You're competing with fraud. How many times you get beat out on a job here, you turn a resume in, and you see a lot of applicants maybe get interviewed on the same day. And you've got a really good resume, and your resume is honest. It shows hard work. It shows dedication. It shows commitment. It shows your education. You turn it in, and it's all honest. And somebody turns in a resume that's padded and padded and padded. Gloating. Looks great. My God, this is the best candidate I've ever seen. I'm going to hire this man. And you find out later on that everything they own to, claim to have experience on their resume, they don't have that experience. And you find out pretty fast. They may get prosecuted for it? Nah. They get lose their job, but it takes about a year, a little longer, to figure out they're a fraud, that they don't have the experience. But you've paid them $70,000, $90,000 for 2 years, and you realize the guy doesn't know jack. Boy, I missed out on some real good people here because, you know what? I didn't do my job in verifying everything on this resume to be true. Didn't call employers. I didn't do background checks. Of course, we did the urinalysis. We have to do the urinalysis. Can't have a drug addict. But yeah, but other than that, everything else they lied about on the resume. Get beat out by a fraudster on a resume. We live in a world of fraud. It's about time we actually speak up and say something about it. We really do. And the hamburger thing was just a visual. I know you've all seen that, the big hamburger, the big giant taco, the big giant burrito. And you've all made the same mistake. You've gone out and you bought one and you looked at it and you said, this is nothing like on TV. They've padded it. They've made it look, they fluffed it up, made it look big on TV. It's nothing like they claim it to be. We live in a world of fraud. Are we going to get used to it? Should we accept it? I'm not. I like calling a spade, and I'll continue to do so. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path. Stay tuned. Short commercial break and nice little jazz music outgoing, and I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Music is a blessing. I couldn't agree more there, Ken. Give me a little notes here. If a picture is worth a thousand words, then maybe a melody is worth a thousand pictures. Think about that one. Actually, that's, I can't take credit for that. That's the liner notes for Craig Chiquiso, the ex-guitarist for Jefferson Starship and Jefferson Airplane, who went off and did solo work now and doing new age music and jazz. And that's the liner notes from his Thousand Pictures CD. Great stuff there. Couldn't agree more. Music is a blessing. So we got this week. It'll be an interesting week. The illegal impeachment in the House is already over. Evidently, they're sending it over to the Senate side here, which, since it is illegal, you know, impeachment is to remove a sitting president or remove somebody in office. When somebody's out of office, so you're not needing to do this. This is not necessary. It's actually a legal action to do so. But I guess they can do whatever they want. I mean, they cheated on an election and won that, and they cheated here, and they cheated here, and now they can fudge and cheat on this so that the House gets together and decides, we hate this guy, we hate this guy. Let's ruin his life. Let's make sure he never comes back in 2024, and he's not going to, because nobody wants to go through this crap again anyway. Plus, their elections are fixed. We still have Dominion. They're not going to get rid of Dominion. They're going to lock that in place and keep that forever, which is strange why Democrats, why Republicans are sitting back and they're playing games. They're playing ball and they're playing nice with the Democrats. You dumbasses don't quite understand. They're going to phase you out. How do you not get this? Mitch McConnell, your history, man, you're going to be gone. All you Republicans are going to be gone using the system that just got rid of Trump, beat Trump. Nobody said these were the smartest guys in the bunch. I know you went to law school and you think that anybody went to law school would have some intelligence, but I guess maybe not. Maybe not, maybe they were the C students in their class. I don't know. You still graduate with a C average, but not the sharpest lawyer out there. But you think you'd figure it out here that they've got the system rigged for them and there's no need for you. There's going to be one party system. We have to think about what the future is going to hold. And I think what's going to happen is the vultures, the whatever you want to call these people, hyenas or jackals, at some point, they can't keep giving anymore. They can't give the subsidies in the socialism programs. They can't give it anymore. It's over. And that's when the people revolt and say they get addicted. That's that crack addict that gets his hit all the time. And suddenly you pull away the crack and he goes crazy. I need my crack. I need my cocaine, And the subsidies will be the same thing. That's your crack cocaine right there. And when you pull it away and say, well, you're going to have to fend for yourself now. I don't have the money to give you anymore. I can't find the taxes. I can't squeeze anymore where I can. And so you're going to have to do without. That's why they probably built the walls bigger around the White House, because anticipation for when the villagers will rush the gates there with their pitchforks and take revenge on the elites. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that's the way it turns out. So the Senate shouldn't even look at this at all. To be honest with you, they should say, we're not going to look at it. We're not going to convene. We are not going to have a trial. This is ridiculous. The man is out of office. Hasn't he been beat up enough? And don't get me wrong. I would take Trump over Biden. Okay? A lesser of two evils, I would take Trump over Biden and Harris. But I don't like either. And he had 4 years to do a lot of things I think he could have done. He didn't succeed. I know his hands were tied, but you make priorities and you take care of these things and you hire the right people and you clean house. He did about everything wrong. And that's what people wanted about Donald Trump. That's what they liked about him. He wasn't a Washington insider. He had no political experience. He's your Abraham Lincoln, kind of guy without a law degree. If a guy can make money and he's the CEO of his own corporation, his own dynasty here, let's forget about the four or five bankruptcies. But if he can make money, then maybe he can be the CEO of the United States and bring back manufacturing, boost our economy, and get things rolling again. And maybe he can make some peaceful transitions in the world here. Maybe we can start closing some of these military bases. Maybe we can be respected and not feared. Big difference here. That's the United States. We're not respected. We're feared, but not by all. You got at least three countries out there that aren't flinching one bit. They're not flinching. They're not fearful. Well, that's the Pentagon's job. We have to make you fear. Let's restart the Cold War again with Russia. Let's do it. We need it. Our economy needs it.
Yes, we're gonna have a windy.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Relaxed tonight than I did last week. I apologize. Last week I was really, really out of it. Last Sunday, just felt like kind of got to get beat up, and much better this week. Here, glad to be here behind the mic here and talking to you. You know, I'm looking over some notes here. We talk about living in fraud here. Before I go back to this illegal impeachment here, the trial that's supposed to happen. I guess so. They should decide and just say we're not going to convene. We're not going to have a trial. I'm not going to do this, but looking over the fraud here, one I left out, I wanted to mention real quick here, because you see it on TV all the time. Of course, this big van rolls up to your house, and some bunch of people run out of the van here, and they're holding a huge, massive check, and the publisher's clearinghouse saying you've just won $5,000 a week for life, and then after you die, you hand it off to somebody else. And these people, is this real? Again, I do believe a lot of fraud's going on here for getting subscriptions to magazines. Who's the oversight? Who is the responsible party to make sure that a contest has a clear winner and this is all legit? I don't know. All your charities, you give money to charities. We know a lot of them, these thrift stores you give to, Goodwill, and we know they pay their guy, what, $3 million. Their CEO gets $3 million, and Salvation Army appears to be the best of all the donations for your items. Less money for the CEO, but you know, we think we're trying to do good. We're trying to help people. You donate money to a charity and you want to go to that charity, but then who's the oversight? There's so much fraud built in and nobody seems to care about it. And we're supposed to be so trusting. We're supposed to be so trusting. You know, $110 billion was lost last year in identity theft. So all this computer stuff they bring you to make your life easier, your living easier, conveniences is really not a good thing. And people's lives are ruined from the identity theft, money lost. And it continues. Nobody wants to stop it. If it's this bad, then why does it still exist? Why are we still doing all this banking and all this stuff on the internet? Why are we still doing it if all the fraud is there? Why isn't the government stepping in? You know, you got a war on everything. You got a war on drugs, war on poverty, war on everything. You had a war on vaping. You had a war on obesity. All these wars are fake wars. You've never won any of these wars because there's so much money under the table. To make, you don't want to end the war. You want to keep it going. You want to look like you're trying to stop it, like you're trying to fight the war. Just the other day, I was telling my wife, why don't we send over the meal? We're chasing terrorists all over the planet here because of what? Our safety here in the United States. We're getting rid of terrorism so they don't come and fight us here on our own property, our own land. I love that excuse. We're going to fight them over there because we want to fight them here. Why don't you just build a damn wall and they'll never get in? You know, you don't have to worry about it. Oh, that makes sense. I guess we could do that. But nah. It's a lot more fun to hire, mercs and private companies and send over SEAL teams. It's a lot more exciting, you know, chasing the bad guys into other countries and then, crossing a border. We're going into another country. It's all right. We're on a mission here. We're chasing terrorists. We're going to bring freedom to you. We're going to bring you democracy. And then while we're there, we'll plant our heels. We'll build a military base, maybe an embassy. We'll topple your government. We'll put in a puppet government, and we'll steal all your resources, and your people will be in poverty. That's the kind of democracy I like. Sure, let's do it. But this impeachment here, this publisher's clearinghouse, you got $5,000 a week for life, and then you hand it off, and nobody seems to know anything. I don't know any agency that monitors this to make sure it's all legit on the up and up and an actual winner. All I know, these people could all be paid off. They're all corporate. They're all working for Publishers Clearinghouse, and they're getting paid off to keep their mouth shut and play this game of, I just won $5,000. Scams everywhere. We live in a world of fraud. Let's go to the phones here. Mary in Virginia, you're on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Hello? Hello, Steve?
You're live. Yep, you're on.
I was going to mention a few things, but you take me off into different avenues.
I do that once in a while. That's why I'm off the beaten path.
Yeah, you do. I couldn't imagine being your wife. Like, whoa, back up.
Yep.
Let me respond.
What's on your mind, Mary?
What you just mentioned, I can remember years back.
You're breaking up on me, hon. Okay, maybe she'll come back. Yeah, she was breaking up anyway. Kathleen, we'll go to Kathleen then. Kathleen, you're on.
Hey, Steve. Earlier you were mentioning the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Joel Wallach?
I have heard the name. Yeah, I have.
Yes,
I have heard the name.
Mm-hmm. He wrote a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
That's true. Right.
He's very, yeah, he's very famous. He has a website called docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. But anyway, Jerry Lewis informed the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation that Dr. Joel Wallach had conclusively researched and proved that that muscular dystrophy was completely preventable. And that's when they fired Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, yeah. I knew there was something there. He bowed out very graciously, but I figured there was something there. He figured it out that, I mean, we're talking 58 years here. It ended in 2014, and they can't show me any progress has been made. Like I said before, and I've said this about everything in medicine, is that there's no money in cures. There's only money in symptoms. It's really sad because I do know here we're talking about science and technology. Here we got Land Rovers and we got things on Mars taking pictures of Mars, and we've gone here, we've gone there in space. Amazing, amazing feats we've done in science and technology. And for some reason we have gone nowhere in medicine for finding cures for anything, but pharmaceuticals are going haywire. They're going full blast on getting you medication that will decrease some of the symptoms, but then it throws you into another avenue of more problems for this, and this. These are some terrible, terrible medications I see on TV. I see the long list of all the problems that could happen, and only one thing is, well, this might happen. We're hoping it'll do this, lessen your symptoms, but you could have this, and even possibly death. There's a lot of bad drugs out there, Kathleen.
Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach proved conclusively that it was that muscular dystrophy was preventable. It was a question of pregnant. Before a woman gets pregnant, she needs to be on supplements, minerals, and vitamins, because that's what causes it, lack of those minerals and vitamins. Sure. And he's in the Smithsonian, and this is all provable, but nobody ever hears about it, but anyway, okay, well, thank you very much.
No, I appreciate that comment. Yeah, I knew Jerry Lewis was onto something. I mean, he had done it for so long, and then finally to bow out, there was something there that it wasn't his health. I think he just caught on. He's just drawing a lot of money for somebody, and there's no oversight where the money's coming from. It's sad. But you know what? Hey, a charity with children, a charity for children, what better way to tweak your heartstrings and get you to open your wallet, but say for the children. Want you for the children. Do it for the children. Again, no oversight. And it ended in 2014. I never heard reason why. Why did it stop the Labor Day telethon? Why it stopped in 2014? It stopped. Completely stopped. It's over. They don't do it anymore. No explanations. We're going to go back to the phones here and talk to Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on.
Oh, hey, thanks, Steve. No, as far as Jerry Lewis goes, I remember when the telethon first came on, I was so proud to get out there. 7-Eleven was a sponsor of it, and I used to go get that little plastic clear bag, and I'd run around door to door, knocking on doors, asking people to put change in this little bag, and I brought several bags of this change back to them. And then it was, to me, it just really bothered me that, you know, later on I found out that, wait a minute, we've been doing this for years, and we're making no connections. It's still the same show every year. A bunch of kids being shown how they're getting some useful tools to help them through their life, but we're making no progress. Anyway, that's not what I called for. What did I call for? you've been all over the charts, but...
I started off the show with fraud. We live in a world of fraud. And then I've gone on to impeachment.
No,
I haven't been too far off base on anything. Yeah. Let's talk about the fraud.
Okay, and that's basically, the fraud has been surpassed by the dumbing down of society. I mean, the food that we eat is not even food. I mean, if you're buying frozen foods and you're buying processed foods and stuff and you're living on that, you're not eating food. Literally, lay that stuff out. If you got rats or mice or whatnot, just let that stuff lay on the floor and see how much of it they eat. Rats and mice would rather eat dog food than eat the food that we're eating. We're not eating real food here. I mean, unless you got your own farm and you know what you're producing and you know where your food's coming from. But if you go into the market, you're not getting no real food here. So they've been dumbing us down for a minute with this fluoride, chlorine, all this stuff chemtrails. They keep telling us is good for us. Chemtrails, yes, barium, strontium, aluminum. Sure. Just we're breathing it in. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so what are we doing here? I mean, does anybody have a domain over us besides ourselves? I mean, do you have a right to decide whether you live or die? Do these people have a right to decide how to kill you? Because that's what they're doing.
They've already decided
slowly.
That. They've already decided that. That's why they've decided with Agenda 2030. It was Agenda 21 earlier. They decided to ramp it up a little bit. Now it's Agenda 2030. But yeah, there's too many people on the planet, and people like Bill Gates and George Soros and others have decided, well, we need to thin the herd out a little bit here. We've got 8 billion people on the planet, and we need to bring it around 400 to 450 million people. It's time to start over. And some of these people are playing God. And these are murders. These are Hitlers that are living among us now. And I'm looking for the day. First of all, I don't know why Africa would allow Bill Gates even entry into that country. They should string him up with his sterilization program a while back. They know what he did, and they're still wanting to bring vaccines over there to inoculate the African people. I mean, wake up, you know?
Yeah,
wake
and,
up.
And Steve, who really knows if there's 8 billion people on this planet? They've thrown these numbers at us with this 7 trillion or 6.2 trillion on the all these different numbers with a whole bunch of zeros, and then they got us believing there's 8 billion people on this planet. I mean, who counted these
rough
people?
Estimate.
How do we really know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
a rough
we
estimate.
We don't really know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I do believe there's a lot of people, and you know, if you think about the entire world, and the population and it increases, there's a die-off. You know, you can only kill so many people off in wars, and there's no wars really. I mean, really major wars to eliminate population. So the only way you're going to eliminate a population is through something like a disease, you know, something like what's going on right now. And then the cure-all, of course, is a vaccine. And we're talking about a messenger RNA vaccine that's going to mess with your DNA. I mean, this is major Franken science we're talking about here. This is GMO engineering of the human body, the DNA. This is serious stuff. I'm not taking it.
They're about to kill a bunch of us off with it. I'm not going to take it, but I'll tell you what. They also got other things that could do to kill us. And I, you know, I guess it's that weird Illuminati thing where they have to let you know what they're going to do to you before they do it. Because they've got fentanyl. All they had to do is put fentanyl in our food source, our water source, and a bunch of people die. You know what I'm saying? There's so many ways they could kill us. So if they really want us dead, why are they playing with us?
Well, they don't want to make it drastic. They're gonna weed out the people over a 10-year period. I figure it's about 10-year period. They're gonna start. I don't think we're gonna see people living into their 80s anymore. I think that's gonna end. I wouldn't be surprised if Biden increases the Social Security age to 70, 72. People will not live that long. They'll never get their money back. That's money saved for the government. I think that's what's going to happen. And within a 10-year period, as a matter of fact, since we just got on the subject now here, set your date right now. Start writing down in a log. In 2020, the end of 2020, 2021's beginning of the start of the vaccine program for Pfizer, Moderna, and the others. Let's keep an eye on this for the next 5 years. Let's do this on a yearly, though, and watch. Watch what diseases start popping up, what autoimmune disorders start popping up. Are we going to see more cancers the next year or two? Are we going to see more this or that? Yeah, I mean, just watch the number of different diseases that are going to start increasing in number. And they're going to say, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? And they're going to say, well, it's just mutant DNA. Your DNA as a bad gene, and it's expressing itself now, and it has nothing to do with any of these vaccines we've given you earlier. But watch in the next 5 years and in the 10-year plan of watch how many more diseases, how people are not living very long and they're dying much earlier, and what diseases they're dying of.
Hey, have you seen Logan's Run?
Not in a long, long time.
Yeah, well, it's about, you hit 35 and they put you up on the carousel and blast your butt. Have a good one.
I appreciate your call, Dave. Need to get going here. Got a commercial break and I'm coming back up to Marion, Virginia.
Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
And we're back. Last caller was absolutely correct. Dave was absolutely correct. The dumbing down of America here. We're talking Common Core. And you see it every day in the TV, not only in the false advertising and marketing of the stupid people. I mean, it's amazed to watch the TV and say, geez, this is this is moronic. This is stupid. This is popular. This is a very popular show. Yeah, you're right. The dumbing down process has been very successful. People, well, that's why they call it programming, TV programming. And it has been a very successful campaign in dumbing down the people here. I noticed that Hollywood has no ideas. I know Michael Rivera and I talked about this. No new ideas, no fresh ideas in Hollywood here. They're going to be remaking the Golden Girls. Can you believe that? You only have one Golden Girl still alive. I think she just reached 100, Betty White. But they're going to redo the Golden Girls, a whole new batch of Golden Girls. And Little House on the Prairie, reboot on that one, and Wonder Years. I saw they're pitching right now really hard. And I'm sure Black Lives Matter is pushing for this. But Hollywood is now pushing Roots again, the whole TV miniseries. Watch Roots. And we know that's not all true. It was a lot of stuff added in there for the effect, for the drama. I thought to myself, with the erasure of white America, diversity equals white genocide, who's going to be writing our story, our Roots story? Who's going to do our Roots story? Who's going to do our Roots story? Well, it's kind of a horrific event if that actually happens. They're pushing that way. So let's have the horror king, master of horror, Stephen King, write our Roots story. The erasure, the end of white America. Stephen King can write the story. Do the movie rights. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Mary in Virginia, we got you back this time. Are you there? No, Mary?
Pardon?
There we go. Are you there? You're there.
You're funny. Okay. Do you remember when Obama said, we will have the internet on every house in America, no matter where you live?
Kind of.
Well, you probably don't. Yeah. I don't watch these guys. I just, like, make notes of what they say, like, when I hear it or read it. I cannot bear or stomach to watch a politician. And then Trump wants 5G, 6G, 10G, except the Hamptons and Palm Beach, Florida. Now, the DECA report says there'll be one-third of Americans in 5 years, well, about 5 years, less than 5 years, and the Western world is going to diminish by about two-thirds. The Western world, okay, we know what that is, right? But right. The rest of the world is going to be about the same. So who are they really after?
Well, if this vaccine is carried by every country and they are pushing the global economic reset, this vaccine of bringing down the population to everybody, you know, they're going to succeed in their goals because as of right now, I understand 22 million people in the world have already taken this vaccine. I mean, you got a long ways to go, but if people are willingly taking the vaccine, and they thin out the herd just from the people who are willing to take this vaccine because they believe it really is a necessity. This is a pandemic. Well, this reaching their goal will be pretty easy.
It has chimp features in it, so a lot of people will be evolving into chimps. Like, we're going to a world you don't want to know, but hey, we got to stay strong and hang in there.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call, Mary. Call back again. I know I hear you on Rivera quite a bit, so call back in again. Short commercial break. We'll come right back to your calls.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.